With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ireland's Prime Minister sharply condemning anti-immigrant protesters who rampaged through Dublin after three small kids were stabbed. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says the rioters were not protecting the country's way of life.
These criminals did not do what they did because they love Ireland. They did not do what they did because they wanted to protect Irish people. They did not do it out of any sense of patriotism, however warped. They did so because they're filled with hate. They love violence, they love chaos, and they love causing pain to others. Looting a shop was more important to them than protecting the lives of our children.
That audio courtesy of the BBC. Police, meanwhile, arrested at least 34 people overnight after some 500 people looted shops, set fire to vehicles, and threw rocks at a number of police officers. Also, at srnnews.com, the biggest party in the former Dutch government ruling out a role in the next Dutch cabinet, that after anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders' dramatic election victory. BBC's Anna Holligan reports.
Outgoing Prime Minister Mark Rutte's Conservative Party ruled itself out of the negotiations before they'd even begun. However, its new leader, Dylan Yasilgaz, said they would consider offering outside support to the radical populist. The right-wing Farmer Citizen Party arrived at Parliament in a convoy of tractors. They've been tipped as being part of a centre-right coalition, alongside the recently formed New Social Contract Party, which also performed well in the polls, although its leader has declined to say whether he is prepared to participate in a Geert Wilders-led government. This early refusal to enter into talks reflects the complexity of forming a new coalition.
And this is SRN News. One player in the NBA releasing a line of sneakers bearing Bible verses.
Jonathan Isaac's shoes are the first ones ever commercially produced that have scripture printed on them. The Judah 1 sneakers feature such verses as 2 Corinthians 4:9 and Romans 8:37. The Orlando Magic star says he wants people to stand up for what they believe, adding that the verses, quote, were important to me and spoke to my journey and spoke to who I am as an individual. Isaac, who is an ordained minister, is a Haitian American. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom calling out American corporations for their partnerships with China. Commission releasing a statement condemning U.S. corporations for continuing to conduct business with the Chinese while ignoring the country's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. This is SRN News. A 23-year-old Pennsylvania woman sentenced to decades behind bars for a deadly crash on a Philadelphia interstate. Here's Rich Thomason.
Jayanna Webb admitted driving under the influence when she struck and killed two state troopers and a pedestrian last year. She pled guilty to three counts each of third-degree murder and homicide by vehicle. She's been sentenced to 27 and a half to 60 years in prison. Her lawyer tells the Philadelphia Inquirer that Webb, who is 7 months pregnant, will be allowed to remain free until she gives birth. He says she has expressed deep sorrow and apologized. Rich Thomason reporting.
The owners of a Colorado funeral home where 190 sets of decomposing human remains were found have been returned to the state to face hundreds of felony charges. They are now facing 250 felony charges, including 190 counts of abuse of a corpse. More details at srnnews.com.